Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you're all having a wonderful Friday. It's about noon on my end, and I know that wherever you are in the world, it's probably sometime somewhere. I'm going to just go out on a limb, yeah. But yeah, so, oh my goodness. This is Dustin Livers back on the Fabulous Medium, and I am going to be talking about a topic today that I know is very dear and near to all of our hearts, and that is having fun. And in my personal view, I believe that having fun is definitely part of the human experience, and it should just be expressed in everyday life, really. That's how I view it anyway. I mean, my God, who wants to go day in and day out and not have fun? I mean, my God, you know, oh my goodness, I just couldn't even imagine. But I want to also talk about how this is a spiritual lesson. Okay. And I know that I'm going to be challenged today, especially by a lot of our Buddhist listeners, because in Buddhism, one of their primary beliefs is that all of the human living and experience is suffering. Okay. And so this is in total contradiction of what I'm going to be speaking about today. But I mean, if we just want to pick one of the two, I'm pretty sure most of us want to pick the having fun over having suffering, but I could be wrong, you know. I mean, there's free will out there. You can pick whichever one you want, and you know, that's totally fine. But let's talk about this for a little bit. And again, with all my shows, I will be doing some readings today, so we'll be seeing what happens. And I have a lot of good stuff for you guys today. This is going to be a really good show, because if there's one thing that I'm pretty good at talking about, it's having fun, taking care of yourself in day-to-day life. I know if you follow me on my blog, if you follow a lot of my Facebook postings, almost everything that I post is about self-care, wellness in some way, and living a better life with a better quality of life too. So that's pretty much what I'm all about, having the best life you can live. I mean, my goodness, if you meet someone in the mental health field or someone that's going for counseling or even, you know, a medium, spiritual therapist, and they tell you that they're not about that, well, you might want to go and find somebody else who is. So I'm just saying. But yeah. So let's talk about this, okay? I'm going to break it down for you. So I do want to use Buddhism as an example, because I want to show you the flip side and show you where they're coming from. But then I want you to actually really think about this and apply it to your spiritual life and your daily life. So in Buddhism, I'm going to start off with this. Hey, again, they believe all life, human condition, human experience, I shouldn't have said all life. Humans, okay, not animals, is suffering, okay? And they believe this because it's they're always striving to be a part of the divine, okay? And I use that word loosely, because in Buddhism they'll say that there isn't a god, that they just, it's, some people view it as just a philosophy. Some people view it as a religion. I'm not going to get into a debate today over the semantics about the words. That's not what I'm trying to do today. But I do just want to just give you guys a little bit of an idea of where they're coming from. So they believe that as a person, that we have these attachments, okay? And I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about attachments if you've ever been to a medium or a spiritual practitioner. A lot of people, even psychologists, they love to throw that word out there, attachments, attachments. Well, what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of different ways of viewing attachments, okay? So in Buddhism, they view it as having a... I'm not going to give you guys the best words, okay, because I'm not a personal Buddhist myself. I don't practice that. But they view it as like it's weighing you down, okay? Like you have this personal connection to a person or an item. And because of that personal connection, like you either want the item or you want to be with the person, that these things are blocking you from having a direct path to the higher power. So instead of you investing in people, investing your time, your love, your energy, whatever you want to call it, in people or in material objects, or I could even be ideas. So let's say your work ethic, you're attached to your work, you're attached to school, that's like the number one part of your identity, or you're always talking about this. It's sidetracking you in their belief from having that direct line or direct connection. Okay. Now I'm gonna challenge that, because I personally believe that having connections to people is having a connection to God or to the divine or the universe. They don't believe that, but my personal views in interconnectedness, the energy, all of it flowing, I believe that is. I believe we're all cut from a piece of the divine. We all have a spark of the great fire, I always like to say the great spirit, because that always just sounds, oh, there's just something about that. It's just really, you know, it's so mystical and wonderful. But, you know, that's where I'm coming from. So I don't believe all attachments are bad. Now, if you're like worshiping, you know, your TV or like, I don't know, your favorite mattress or chair or, you know, and that's like you're choosing that over your family or your friends or you're obsessed with this. I mean, I don't think that's healthy. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if that's really if I want to go that far. But, you know, with people, I think they were a little off. I can see where they were coming from. You know, if people spend too much time with their loved ones and not enough time removing the attachments or the layers man, this is a complicated idea. I'm trying to sum it up for you guys in like 5 minutes. Trying to remove the layers of the veil to the divine. You hear that, the idea of like Maya, the great illusion, you know, in some cultures. I think that's more Indian, not so much Buddhism, but you know, it's the same idea. It's blocking you from this. So I challenge that, because I don't think all human life is suffering. Okay. I think that one of the things that's hardest for us is to truly have fun, you know, and a lot of people say, well, it's easy. We're programmed from birth. We want to avoid responsibility. We want to avoid pain. We want to avoid all of these things and just have a good time. Just have fun. Like, you know, instead of studying for that test for 2 hours, we want to go to the party. We want to, you know, have all that. But I would challenge that too, because I think that truly having fun, being fully present in all things, okay, in all the aspects of your life, is probably one of the hardest things that we can do. It reminds me of that movie, that children's movie that just came out like a year ago called The Book of Life. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's a Mexican-themed kids movie, and there's a lot of spiritual messages in there, a lot of cool stuff. And they even deal with the spirit world in the movie. But one of the highlights is that the child had the courage to have fun and to truly live in having fun, because it's so hard, I think, because we get so caught up in the politics, the religion, the drama. Okay, that's the word I want to use today, drama of life, that it's hard to sometimes step out of it, step out of the situation and see the bullshit, okay, of what is really happening and to actually laugh about it. I mean, that takes a lot of strength to be able to get a bird's eye view of the bullshit that you're in or what you're dealing with and to laugh about it, but also to not so carried away that you aren't able to function, okay, in the real world, in the practical world, because we want to still function, but to have a good time, okay, to have fun while doing so. I know a lot of you, if you're in the area of South Bend, if you're listening, there's a church that I used to go to. It's called, I still go every once in a while. I feel a little bad because Reverend Sandy actually came to my graduation in May, and I haven't gone back to the church since the graduation in last May. But it's only been a year, you know, who knows. But anyway, I used to go to this spiritual church, okay? It was called Unity Church of Peace on Colfax Avenue, I think it is, in South Bend, where I'm from, in Indiana. And I noticed that the messages that the Reverend Sandy would be speaking about were great. They were fun. They were uplifting. But that a lot of the people in the congregation, now this is going to totally come back on me, I know, but I don't care. Listen, I'm living my life over here. I'm telling you guys how it is and what I think, and I think that my views are important. But anyway, what I noticed in the congregation is that a lot of the people who claim to be spiritual and open-minded were very serious. There was just, there's a seriousness about them. And it's almost like we have to take this idea and put it into us and really pound it in and try to practice. And almost like we have to change our entire life. We can't live anymore. We just have to do this. We have to be the most spiritual, best person we can be. And they're hurting themselves over it. They really are. They can't take the idea and, you know, strive towards it, but still be themselves, be genuine, have the courage to have fun with it and not be feeling like they're being judged for not doing it, or feeling like they're less than these holier-than-thou people because they're so serious about it. It's almost like there's this idea, and I don't know if it's just American culture or whatever, that seriousness will get you higher in the professional world or whatever world you're a part of, like that seriousness will get you ahead. And now there is a time to be serious, okay? I mean, my God, yesterday in counseling class, we were dealing with suicide and homicide and how to talk people out of that. My goodness, that's a very serious time, you know, not time to be funny. But that should not be all that there is. If you are being so serious that you're not able to have fun, okay, what's the point? I just want that to soak in for a second. Like, they're putting food on the table. Okay, well, that's great. You know, you've got your kids, you're supporting them, you're supporting yourself, you're able to live, but are you really living? I just want that to soak in for a second here. That's what I'm trying to get at here. There's always another goal, but what is the end goal? And I hear people tell me, I want to be happy. I want to live a happy life. I want to live a good life. Well, how are you going to do that if you're serious all the time? If you're not able to be yourself to tell a couple jokes, maybe in the committee meeting, or to have not to make light so much of it, but to just be genuine. And I think having fun is part of it. I think that the people who are so serious, I think that is partly conditioned. I really do. Now, I do believe that we all have, you know, different personalities. You know, there's this whole argument of biological, you know, you're born this way versus being conditioned in society, whatever. You know, but I do believe some people are just innately a little more serious than others. And some people are like me and they, you know, they like to have fun. But I do believe that the people who are so serious that they cannot, or they almost pressure other people to be like them. I do think that that's conditioned. I don't think that they were like that all the time. I really don't. I would be willing to challenge them and to see that, you know. So being a spiritual lesson, let's go back. Let's reel it in for a second here. So I just have such a hard time seeing not having fun. I just can't even fathom that a creator, God, or the universe, who would make a group of people, wouldn't want them to be happy and to have fun. You know, I mean, my goodness, there's so many serious things to deal with already. You know, people get sick, they die, you know, and it's a great kind of cosmic joke, really, that in order to live, things have to die. I mean, my good, you know, we have to eat, right? I mean, you know, animals, plants. And if you follow any of Yogananda's stuff, the yogi, he has some books out there. I read his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, when I was like a freshman in high school. But he talks about how plants have feelings. They can feel pain. They can feel all these things. And I always like to talk about that to the vegetarians that I know, because I'm like, oh, why are you a vegetarian? And they're like, it's better for the environment. It's better for the world. I said, well, actually, Yogananda, I don't know if you're familiar with this work, he says that you're harming plants just as much as harming animals, and they can feel that pain when you're biting the lettuce, you know. But even now I'm having some fun. But he really did say this. He really did. You can read this. But it is kind of crazy when you think about it. You know, in order to live, things have to die, and you know, you got to consume it, right? I mean, you got to eat. But to have some fun with that, not to be so weighed down by the horrors of living, like the Buddhists believe, you know, all of its suffering, these attachments. You know, if you're attached to people and they die, it's just weighing you down. If you can just be straight with God, just you and him, or the universe, basically, that's it. And now there is some truth in that. I believe that we all need to have a personal connection to the universe or to something greater than ourselves. But I don't think you should just ignore the other people. You know, I think that that's also just another way of connecting to the universe, is by connecting to other people. So I hope you guys are getting something out of this. You know, it's really timely that this happened, actually, because if you guys do follow my blog, Dustin's Fabulous Life on Blogspot, you know that I do have a pretty good sense of humor, but I talk about some lessons in there, you know, some really important things. I give you some insight. It's not all just funny. There's actually a little nugget and stuff in there if you really listen. But it's very timely because I posted a very funny video on my blog about reviewing the applications as a member of Student Government Association for my university. I'm one of the senators. And somebody complained about it. They were like, he's not taking it serious. He's so sassy. And he's sarcastic and all of this, and I was in the video, but my God, I'm not like that when I'm working with my fellow peers, you know. But anyway, he complained, and he was somebody who could not have fun with this, you know. He just couldn't have fun with this. But I mean, that's okay, you know. It makes me want to strive to be a little more serious, because I do think that I, in some instances, I do need to be. But that's just somebody who just couldn't go there. And I want to challenge you guys to go there and to be able to see stuff as kind of funny. You know, I mean, I realize the bureaucracies and the processes and, you know, my goodness, the politics of what's going on in this country today. But I mean, really, sometimes it is a little funny, you know, when you think of, oh my God, this is actually happening. Oh, well, I'm just going to leave you guys with that. So with that, I'm going to take my first caller. Just check in, see how the show is doing, and then I'm going to start my first reading, and we'll see what's going on, see if anybody's getting anything off of this. Oh. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Dustin. My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful. Just getting the dog out before a little California rain.
Great. And what do you think about this show so far? Just like to check in with people and see how it's going.
No, it's absolutely the truth, in the sense of, you know, kind of mixing it. Well, it's balance, and that's kind of what you're advocating, in the sense of, you know, there's, like what you're just saying, there's times that you know, you got to be serious and, you know, put your nose down, get to the grindstone. And grind it out. But also otherwise you'll go, if you continue with that 24/7, you just literally go insane, and you have to mix in that balance of just, whatever, I'm just going to go wherever the wind blows me and, you know, and enjoy it.
Yeah. And I think that's just part of being human, you know, cause I see, you know, I'm a part of lots of, I'll just say this. I'm a member of a lot of different, very serious organizations, a lot in academia, and I noticed that a lot of the people try to be more serious, you know, and it's almost like I can't connect to you because
yep.
You're so serious, then you're not approachable, and it's like they just can't do it because they feel like, oh, I'm gonna look weak, or I'm gonna look like I can't fulfill this position, you know what I mean, because of this idea. And it's just like, my goodness, why is this happening? You know, and it's kind of sad, really. But it's happening. So, okay. Well, I also do readings on the show. So I don't know if you'd be open to getting as a mini reading. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'd be very open to that.
Okay, great. And then I actually forgot your name. What was your first name again?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. Thank you, Mike. I'm sorry. I just get so heated about this topic because it's something that's really important to me, you know, that it's, I need a second to transition. So give me a second here to connect, and then I'll let you know when it's going on. Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Let me see here. All right, let me see here. Okay, so this is going to be more of a psychic reading because I don't feel a spirit, but I'm definitely feeling your energy. So you actually have a lot of energy, and I actually feel like you're going to be projecting it into some type of project. I heard the word project. So are you actually thinking about starting like a new project or something? Because they're talking about you doing channeling this into a new And it's something new. It's a new project. It's something that's going to be moving forward. Are you starting some project or something? It's I believe it's more work oriented, or something like for the community. It's something like this. Okay. I don't know what you do, but it's going to be something for the community or for work. It's a new project. I don't know what else to say. Do you understand?
Yeah, no. That's exactly it. And with my business partner, we should be having the final meeting hopefully tomorrow morning, and kind of wrap tying things up a little bit more tighter to proceed. And then there's also another project as well that's kind of on the back burner a little bit.
Okay,
as well.
So there's actually two different projects. That's what you're saying
today.
Okay. Well, at least I'm on the right track. I do feel like it's moving forward, and it's going to be something that impacts the community. I also heard the word jobs, so that's interesting. One of the projects that you're working on is going to affect people's jobs or something. Do you understand this? There's something about the jobs.
Well, I mean, the project that we're wrapping up, you know, to get launched is more of, will be like a career aspect. That's a sales element, and it's literally going to be in the beginning, me, myself, and I, with just the somewhat support of my really successful business partner, but he's got other stuff that he's successful in. So.
Okay, so it's a career project. Is that what you're saying? It affects people's careers or something?
It'll affect mine in a positive way.
Oh.
Because it's just pretty much a sales element. But at some point in time, it's going to grow and get bigger, where then I can go ahead and bring on, more sales.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense to me. That would be creating jobs. So that would be why I'm hearing the word jobs. So this isn't like a volunteering thing. This is going to be something that actually funds people and gives them a career. Let me see here. I'm going to see what I can give you a little bit about this. I don't know what that means. I have no idea where this fits in, but I will tell you that I'm seeing the number 6. So this is somehow connected to this project. So that either means there's like 6 people or something that are connected, or stuff will be happening in about like 6 weeks or like 6 months. There's a connection to the number 6. And I don't know.
Well, with timing per se, I mean, we would both be, my partner and I would be both disappointed if it took 6 months to generate income, because it's something that could start pretty much after the first call. And so 6 weeks kind of maybe sounds right.
Okay. Well, it's going to be an increment of 6 here. So that would make sense. I do feel it's actually something that you're actually passionate about. Now, I know you mentioned sales, but it's got to be something a little more fun than that, which is funny because it's the topic of the show. But it's something that I actually feel a passion for and a drive. I don't feel like this is just a job to you. I feel that this is like more of a career, okay? And I do feel that this is going to – you're going to nurture a lot of that energy that you have, and you're going to put it into this and move forward. Now, there's also let me see here. Dang it, there was something else, and I forgot it. Oh, I should have wrote it down. There was something else. Oh, my gosh, it was important. I heard the word leadership also. So I don't exactly know what that means. This is the first time I've heard that word. So I don't know if this is like a new like leadership opportunity, or if you'll be like teaching people to be like leaders or something. Is that like something you'll be doing? Because there's something about like a leader or something, or like doing leadership stuff. There's something about this word that's going to be in this. So I don't know. Is that something that you are trying?
There'd be some coaching and developing once we get to the point where a sales force sales team would be need to be brought on. But there's also, again, from my experience and stuff like that, when I talk to 20-somethings and things like that, I kind of, make recommendations in regards to books and, follow Gary Vaynerchuk if you're especially those kids, because I bartend part-time and I come into a lot of 20-somethings that don't really know what they want to do, and they're wasting their money at school.
Mm.
Because if you want to be in business, college is a racket, and you're just going to, the only way you're going to get experience is go out and do it. And
exactly.
So
I'm totally on board with that. Yeah.
Because again, everybody's got this idea of putting yourself into, tens of thousands of dollars of debt for jobs that, you're going to be in a call center, which you can go get a call center job without a degree, or you can start selling mortgages. You could start selling insurance. I mean, all you need is a license. So, I mean, there's all these other opportunities, and everybody's got the mindset of, college is what they have to do. And meanwhile, they're trapped in debt the first 10, 15 years.
Mm, I like that, because I actually, when I first started doing, I'll tell you this, I do feel like the reading is pretty much over. I think you're in the right direction. I think you're doing this. I don't feel anymore. But I will say this to you. I do think that what you're saying is actually correct, because I think a lot of people have this idea that college is just the norm. And yep. I know a lot of my friends who aren't in college and who have successful businesses. And I started my business when I was 18, and it was just a Facebook page. I didn't need a degree. And then it took off. So I totally agree with you, Mike, what you're saying. And I'm excited for you. I think you're going to really help some people, and you're really going to give them some insight into the business world. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was my first time checking out the show.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and I appreciate you. And I just wish you the best of luck, and feel free to tune in again.
Absolutely. You as well. Thanks so much.
Okay, great, Mike. Okay. Oh, he's a cool guy. All right, you guys. So that's a little like what I call a mini reading. I know that I've been getting a lot of newer callers lately. So I don't know if people have been following my blog or online or what's been happening, but apparently the word is spreading. So please tell your friends. But that guy, he was, you could just tell by the phone, he had a good energy. When you hear salesmen, I know that a lot of people are like, it's cost me an arm and a leg, and I'm going to be in debt for the rest of my life paying for this car I don't really need. But this guy had a really good energy. I would actually trust that guy if he was selling me something. I think he would be like, for real. And he sounded like he was having fun. When he talked about his job, he didn't sound dreary and upset and awful, and that's partly probably because he runs his own business, or involved in his own business or a business, something. I didn't really catch exactly what it was. But, it's generalizable. You can still have fun at your job, even if you're working for somebody else. You can still have fun. And I think that's really important, I will actually share this with you guys. So when I hear about having fun, and it's maybe just me because I have a background in East Asian cultures. One of my minors is in East Asians. But we can look at a lot of the Asian cultures about this, because in Japan, they're so serious, okay, the Japanese, in their work. I mean, they're stone-faced. They have special honorable words and titles that they will use when dealing with business people in their fields. So they will say honorable boss instead of just boss. But they're so serious that they don't want to be looked at as weak. And so a lot of times this actually will lead to them not even really talking, and just keeping a lot of things in. And but the most successful businesses in Japanese culture follow one of these not really, it's not a slogan. They follow this different type of model. So that's, they have this face at work. They're very serious. They'll go through work, through life, whatever, being very serious. But then after work, so after the clock, they punch the cards and they're going out their ways, they'll all meet and go to a bar. This is actually for real. I'm not even bullshitting any of you guys. This is a real thing in Japanese culture, not all Asian cultures, but Japanese. The successful businesses will then go to the bar and they'll all have a drink. And then that's when they take their suits and ties off and they just be for real with each other. They'll say, what do you think about this? What about this? And they get the best productivity ideas at the bar. I know it's humorous, but it's, I'm being so serious. This actually happens with the successful companies in Japan, and they get all of what they need out of that extra hour at the bar. Then they use those ideas in the working world, and then business goes great because they can blame it on the alcohol. Literally, it's like that song, blame it on the alcohol, baby. Anyway, so you know they really do, and they're able to get stuff going. So while having fun is definitely something spiritual that we should be doing, it's also very practical. You know, if you can have fun with your colleagues, you're going to be more genuine and open with them and really tell them what they think instead of investing a bunch of money into something that people are kind of on the fence about, but nobody wants to say anything because they don't want to be labeled as, you know, that guy or whatever. You know, if you could have fun, it really lowers the, what's the word? It lowers the tension in the room. It lowers people's guards. And you're able to get at, you know, what's the heart of it, you know, instead of beating around the bushes through all these god awful processes and bureaucracies and oh my goodness, you know. And I realize we have a need for these, you know. If we didn't have a process, a lot of things wouldn't get done and they wouldn't be done correctly and we couldn't keep a record of it. And I realize this, okay, I do. But if I had my way, we wouldn't have a whole bunch of that bullshit. So things would have very much direct, clear, you know, who did this and who did that. And you know, it would flow a little better. This is probably why I'm pretty good at connecting and networking with people, because they know what I'm about. I'm very open and honest, and they know I can deliver, you know. And I can have fun and get other people to have fun with it. And just because they're having fun doesn't mean that they're not also having a very emotional or very spiritual or, you know, thought-provoking experience. I mean, you can have all of those things while still having fun, you know. I mean, I look at it as if you're visiting with an elderly family member who is at the end of their last days, you don't want to sit with them and, you know, have a look of just horror on your face, or just, you know, there's a time for tears. Yeah, you know, they're passing, cry with them, but that's not all that they want. They want to look at pictures and laugh at the memories. They want to play that last board game with you and have you remember that. They don't want you to just be serious or sad. And I don't know why we have this. I really don't. I don't know why it's so prevalent, you know. Now I realize that having fun can be viewed as you know, someone's shirking their duties or they're not as responsible. And it could be so, you know, it could be true if, again, they don't have that balance of knowing when to be serious, you know. So I hope you guys are getting something out of this, you know. And I mean, I know for just personal experience that a lot of people have a hard time with this. They really do. They just, there's something about this. They have a hard time. So, all right. Well, I think I have time to do another reading. So I'm just going to take the next caller and then we'll see what's going on. So let's check in. Let's see who this is. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Justin. I think you are absolutely fabulous. My name is Wendy.
Thank you, Wendy. You're so sweet. What do you think about the show so far? What are you getting out of it?
Oh, I love it. You always have food for thought, and you struck a chord with me, Justin. I have not been enjoying my life. But I've also been through a trauma and a lot of stress and sadness. But I think that that's probably true for quite a bit of people, that they may be all work and no play.
Okay. And I think you're right. You know, you said it really well, all work and no play. And I think that's right. But Wendy, I realize, you know, nobody's going to know who you are. No one knows your last name or even where you're calling from. But I just want to talk a little bit about this because you're bringing up a whole nother side that I haven't really talked about. And that's, how fun is actually used in the healing process. And I know that you said you experienced a trauma, but I was just wondering if, you know, you don't need to explain your trauma or all about it, but maybe how you've used having fun to be able to get through that. You know what I mean? That healing experience. If you did do that, I mean, do you feel comfortable sharing a little bit about that? You know, how that helped you? Because I think a lot of our listeners would really appreciate that.
Well, I have realized emotionally what was occurring and that I needed to get back on an even keel, and that I don't know when my time will come, and therefore I want to be comfortable and at peace until that time does come. And I focus on the fact that there will be a reunion, and I have found that if somebody unexpectedly a couple times in conversation, somebody made me laugh, and I found that quite healing, and it felt good to laugh, and it made me feel better, and it made me a little bit more optimistic. And also I intellectually realized, separating the emotion from the intellectual, just looking at things factually,
okay,
that it's kind of like if you're in pain about something, physical pain, you need to break that pain cycle. So you need to break that emotional despair cycle, and realize your sincerity about the situation, and take care of yourself by getting on a healthier wavelength.
Okay, great. I mean, that was spoken very, very well. I think you're absolutely right. You know, dealing in with the healing process, and then being able to continue with your own life, even after being with having a horrible experience, but then, you know, coming to peace with that and being sincere to yourself. And I think that's totally true. And I think that paves the way for you being able to have fun with just living, you know? And I mean, because there's a difference between living and going day to day and then having fun living. You know what I mean? Like, you enjoy living. You have a reason for living. You know, I think that's all inclusive of just having fun in a spiritual way that you know, because if you weren't, you wouldn't really like want to live. You know what I mean? I mean, if you couldn't have a good time while doing so, you know, and I think you're really bringing a lot of things to the forefront. I really do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Wendy. So again, Wendy, I don't know if you were still on the line with, I was with Mike. I do offer my callers a free mini reading. So I don't know if you're comfortable with this. How do you feel about that? Are you okay?
I would be honored.
Okay. Well, you're so sweet. You really are. Thank you. Well, give me a second here to connect to Wendy, and then I'll just get into it, and then we'll see what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. So, I just want to tell you again that this is it's pretty confidential. There's no really identifying factors, so people won't be able to find out who you are. I do just want to let you know that I'm feeling a lot of emotional stuff, and I do feel that I have a spirit here. Okay, so I just want to give you a little bit of a prep for this. So I do feel that there's a male here, okay, and he made me feel my head area, which is my symbol that he passed from something of the head, in the brain or that hit the head. And I did feel that this was a very quick passing, almost like an instantaneous, hit or like an aneurysm, something that happened inside the head or the brain. So do you understand this with somebody that you are connected to? Because I do feel that this was an emotional passing with this male.
On March the 2nd last year, my beloved brother David passed, fell from a very high distance from a bridge.
Okay. I'm very, very sorry. Because he also restricted my throat area, which is my symbol that you didn't have the chance to say goodbye to him. Okay. I also don't feel that he was a talker either, because he's telling me that I didn't really talk about stuff either. Do you understand this? Because
yes, I do.
Okay, so I'm very sorry. This is a reading we probably shouldn't be doing over the air, because it's obviously a very traumatic and awful situation. I do just want to say this, that let me see here, because there's a lot of emotions, and I have maybe a couple more minutes. I will just say a couple symbols that he's showing me. He does show me angel wings, which is my symbol that there's actually something with angel wings on it. So it's either I don't know if it was on the pamphlet or something after he passed, or if that was carved on something, but there's something with these actual wings on it. So do you know about this? Because he's showing me these the angel wings that were put on.
At the funeral, there was a little card, blue and white, and it was like clouds, and it showed like a dove with wings.
Okay. That would make sense to me, because there's something about these wings that were put on the pamphlets or something. And there's and now he's also giving me a name, and I don't know who this is. Who is Dave or David? Who is that?
Oh my God, Justin. That's his name.
Was David?
David.
Because he's very clearly coming through. And I mean, Wendy, I have to tell you, like, this was such a sad passing. Like, I really don't feel comfortable, like, going into a lot of the details over the air with you.
Right.
I just don't feel it. I don't know if there's a way that, like, we could do, like, a reading, like, outside, or, you know, I could give you a list of people, but I just don't feel comfortable doing this right now, Wendy, because I'm really emotional.
Would you feel comfortable reading for me privately?
I would, yeah, but this is a reading that I would put for, like you'd be my only reading of the day, because this
okay.
is, like, he is really taking my energy. So,
okay.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Wendy.
Thank you.
But
does he know that I love him dearly forever, and I hope that I was a good sister to him?
He can totally hear you right now, and I can assure you that he knew, but he was just somebody who just did not talk. So he did not give
right.
you the chance to be able to connect with him or lead him away from the decision that he made. He never gave
right.
you that chance, and I'm so sorry about that. But
just
he says,
healing. God bless you.
So I'm really sorry, Wendy. But I'm gonna let you go, and I think I'm gonna try to bring the energy back up for the show. Okay, so please don't think I'm dismissing you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just know if I'm gonna get my job soon, either with HealthNet or PG&E or Owen Dunn or Franklin Templeton?
I'm not totally sure about this, Wendy. We can talk about this if we do a private reading.
Okay.
But I just it's really hard for me to, like, I'm really trying to bring myself back. Okay.
Okay.
I'm being totally open with you and honest. I'm really
okay.
trying to reel it back in. So yeah, Wendy, I wish you the best. But please feel free to contact me, okay, outside the show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and I thank my brother for coming through. He knows I've been wanting to hear from him, and I love him so dearly forever. So I appreciate David coming through. Thank you so much, Justin.
Okay, you're welcome, Wendy. And, feel free to contact me outside the show. Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
And you too. Thanks. Oh boy. Okay. If anybody knows me, they know that, oh my goodness, my energy was just, whew, I need at least 10 seconds, 15 seconds to really bring it back in. I mean, that was really, really tough. So I just want to thank you guys. For tuning into the show today. I know the topic, having fun, a spiritual lesson, it's like, whoa, like, I know, we're coming back, okay? But yeah, so I hope you really took something away from this show today, to be able to move forward and to continue living your life in trying to be mindful of having that fun, being great and moving forward, okay? Like, you know, with Wendy, with that healing experience, she was able to continue living. And she sounds like a wonderful lady, and I'm sure she has fun in her life, but this was just very, very emotional for her. But Mike, we heard from Mike, and he seemed like a pretty happy-go-lucky guy, you know, and he's paving the way for people. He's creating jobs. He's creating young leaders and leadership roles, you know, that all got brought up in the reading, and he's still able to have fun. I mean, and my goodness, I have fun, and I was able to create a life and be able to impact other people in ways that a lot of people just can't, or they don't have the opportunity. And so I'm just grateful for that. But you better believe I'm going to still be myself, still be very genuine and real. And if you have a problem with that, please go to all of these other people who are conditioned to be very serious, and they can help you with your seriousness too. So again, I just want to thank you guys for tuning into the fabulous medium with Dustin. So feel free to follow me online. again, my blog is Dustin's Fabulous Life at blogspot.com. I post a lot of funny videos on there, but they all have a message. They all have meaning. There's a little nugget in all of them. I just want to say that again. I'm not all totally funny. Like, there are some messages behind the humor. You know, feel free to follow me on Twitter, Dust, the number 10 medium, LinkedIn. I'm on there. Instagram is just Dustin Livers. And then you can actually book an appointment right on my website at dustinlivers.com. And again, the show will be happening every Friday at noon. I apologize for last week. There was, I'm going to be totally honest, in the hopes of being totally open and genuine and not losing listeners and having you guys hate me, I went to get my hair done. There, I said it. I did it. I had an appointment at noon. I apologize. There is a reason. It wasn't like I was taking a nap. It was the only time I could get in. And now I am blonde. So, well, blonde, actually. Blonde and brunette, because that's the new hairstyle that's in. But, yes, that was why. So, the secret's out of the bag. Cat's out of the bag. Whatever. But, yeah. So, but, no, I will be on next week, Friday at noon. And I just want to thank you guys for tuning in again and listening. And I wish you all the best of luck. And I really hope that you take this message in and reflect on it, and you're able to move forward in a little bit of a better way. So thanks again. And